Good afternoon. My name is Greta. How are you? Of course. Name, rank, serial number. You know, that's kind of rude. I was just about to ask you how you're feeling. Whether you're hungry. Whether you'd like some water. Name, rank. Serial number. You're quite the soldier, aren't you? Well, maybe not quite the soldier. I mean, you were captured. Suddenly so quiet. So, how are you feeling? Are you hungry? Would you like some water? Silence. That's okay. That's perfect. What? I'm just looking at you. I'm just looking. What harm can that do? Surely there's no harm in just looking. But there is, isn't there? Because you're having a physical reaction to my gaze upon you. It's okay. I know that you're suspicious. Of course you are. I'm the enemy. I'm the bad guy. Or the bad girl. Ooh. That was a little bit of a reaction as well, wasn't it? You're very good. But not quite good enough. Oh, now that's something different. You won't tell me anything. You don't have to. This isn't an interrogation. Oh, come now. You're a soldier. You know what we do when we want information. You know the lengths that we'll go to, the things we'll do. This is a simple conversation between old friends. Well, that would be where you are wrong. Because we are old friends. And every little reaction is perfect. It's to be expected, fostered, encouraged. I mean, look at this room. It's unusual. It's quite fancy. It's almost decadent. This isn't a room where you interrogate someone. Oh no. This is a room where you seduce someone. Now you couldn't hide that reaction, could you? You're uncomfortable. I'm making you uncomfortable. Which is all part of the plan. You see, darling, nothing in this room is accidental. The temperature, the humidity, smell the faint hint of perfume. Roses, lime and rum. So very faint. But now that I've mentioned them, oh, you can smell them. You can smell every single one. The hair on the back of your neck is standing up, isn't it? Oh, sweetheart. You have no idea who you are. Oh, I know. I know. Name, rank, serial number. But darling, that isn't who you are. Oh no. That is who we made you. I've missed you. I have missed you so much. You were always my favorite. I'm not meant to have favorites, you see. The program is the program. And all its subjects are equal. All its subjects are patriots. All its subjects are doing what needs to be done. They're heroes. But darling, you are more than a hero to me. You're worried. You're worried. It's slipping, isn't it? Your sense of self is slipping. The more you notice the little details, the velvet, the cherry wood, the more you notice, the more you slip away. And you're trying so hard to hold on, to just stay who you are. Oh, sweetness. It's pointless. It's utterly pointless, you see. You chose this. You volunteered. You wanted this. And that. That's the key. That is the key to making someone whatever you want them to be. Choice. It's not quite free will. Because I did manipulate you. Our connection was so strong. The attraction, the chemistry. It was off the chart. See, attraction is how we get our foot in the door. When you're attracted to someone, you give them a little more leeway. You're a bit more forgiving. You were dubious about the program. You had concerns, doubts. But oh, you liked me. So you just put those doubts away in a box and forgot about it in some dark corner of your mind. And then, in this room, in this very room with velvet and cherry wood, we talked. Oh, we talked for hours. And we had mojitos. And you bought me roses. And it was warm. and the air was heady. And you fell in love. And as you fell in love, you wanted to be with me. You wanted to stay with me. But the only way you could do that was, yes, the program. The program you chose it. Because love, love makes you do crazy things. Love changes you. And oh, we changed you. We gave you a whole new identity. And then we sent you on your merry way. A sleeper agent. And a very good one. You've done so well. You have outdone yourself. And then you came back. You came home. Darling, you weren't captured. You came home. And now you're coming back to me. Coming back. This will fade. You'll be madly in love with me in moments. You can feel it, can't you? I know you can. Because I'm very good at what I do, but you are my best work. You are my favorite. And you're almost here. There's just one last thing. One tiny thing until you're home. Until you spill every detail. One final thing. Before you complete your mission. Before you're useless. Before I have to. Before I have to. Do something that I don't want to do. Oh, I wish I could keep you. I wish I could keep you. But one use only. It's a shame. Such a shame. But at least I get to kiss you one last time. There you are. Oh, darling, I've missed you. I've missed you so much. It's been so lonely without you. But you came back to me. You came back just like you promised. I missed you. I want that too. Oh, I want nothing more than to just kiss you for hours. But the mission comes first. You need to tell me all you know. Every little detail. It'll be like old times. When we used to spend hours just talking together. It'll be just like that. And once you tell me everything, every little detail, Wow. I'll show you just how much I've missed you. Oh, darling, you. You're a hero. You're my hero, and oh, you're going to get what you deserve. I promise you that. I'm going to give you exactly what you deserve. Because you're my favorite. You are my favorite. Oh, come here. One more kiss, and then we whack. I'm so glad you came home. I really, really missed you.